أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قولوا آمنا بالله وما وبما قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون صدق الله العظيم Verse number 136 of Surah Al-Baqarah 136 of Surah Al-Baqarah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says قولوا say And here we as believers, we are all being ordered to say, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ Say, we believe in Allah. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا And we believe in that which has been revealed to us. Referring to the Holy Quran. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ The Suhuf, Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَأْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ So we believe in Allah. We believe in the Quran revealed to Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. We believe in that which Allah revealed to Nabi Ibrahim عليه السلام, Abraham, and to his sons Ismail and Ishaq عليهم السلام. And to Ya'qub, the son of Ishaq, and to the Asbat. And the Asbat, if you can go to the books of Tafsir, the Asbat are the 12 sons and their progeny, meaning the 12 tribes that then extended therefrom the 12 sons of Ya'qub, the Asbat. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى And we believe in that which was given to Moses, the Torah. وَعِيسَى And we believe in that which was given to Isa, to Jesus, the Injil, the Gospel. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ And that which was given to the prophets from their Lord. Meaning we believe in all revelation. What do we say? When it comes to أَرْكَانُ الْإِيمَانِ أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ We believe in Allah, we believe in His angels, and we believe in His books. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ So if we take all the Anbiya, according to the Hadith, 124,000, out of which 313, yes, there's difference of opinion, some said 314, 315, but plus minus 313 of which are Rusul, our messengers. Why? Because كُلُّ رَسُولٍ نَبِيٍ وَلَيْسَ كُلَّ نَبِيٍ رَسُولًا Because every messenger is a prophet. But not every prophet is a messenger. Why? Because all of the Anbiya received revelation. But only those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to make tabligh of the risala, to propagate that revelation, they are called rusul. And that's why when we look at the essential attributes of a Nabi and the essential attributes of a Rasul, the difference is one. Every Nabi has got three essential attributes. But those out of the Anbiya, I repeat myself, those out of the Anbiya who are Rusul have been given an extra one. What are the three for all the Anbiya? As-Siddiq, the truth, they never speak lies. Wal-Isma, they are infallible. After they have received prophethood, they do not make mistakes. They do not sin, in other words. Al-Isma, wal-Fatana, and great wisdom and intelligence. These are three essential qualities for all the Anbiya. And out of those 124,000 prophets of Allah, the plus minus 313 messengers have been given one extra essential quality, and that is tabligh. Meaning that they propagate everything that they receive from Allah. The opposite thereof would be kitman, to withhold of the message, which they would never do, being messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُوْتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and that which has been given to all the prophets, meaning we believe in every single revelation given to every single prophet sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the verse by saying, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not differentiate between any of them. And we're not speaking about tafawut. We're not speaking about rank, because there are different ranks. As we have Anbiya, out of the Anbiya we have Rusul, out of the Rusul we have Ulul Azam, and out of Ulul Azam we have Khayru Khalqillah. So we have prophets, out of them messengers, out of them those with great resolve, the five greatest and mightiest messengers of Allah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, the Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And Nabiyuna Muhammad, Khairul Anam, salawatu rabbi wa salam alayhi. What is Khairul Anam? The best of all creation. So yes, we differentiate in rank, but we don't differentiate in belief. That's what the verse is referring to. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. And we are all submitting and surrendering to the one almighty creator, cherisher, nourisher, sustainer, manager, controller, owner, ruler, helper, guider, protector of everything in the heavens and on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is part of our Iman. Qulu amanna. Allah has commanded us. Wal amru yufid al wujub. This is something compulsory, something obligatory. And out of the names that have been mentioned is this name Asbat. I referred to it earlier very briefly, but today we're going to go into more detail because I promised to speak about Man hum al yahud. Who are the Jews? And sadly, if you stop the ordinary person in the street, Muslim and non-Muslim, there is a lot of confusion as to who are the Jews. And here we are going to just go to the Holy Quran. وَمَا فَرَطَّنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And today, inshallah ta'ala, that question is going to be answered. I don't think I'm going to finish it in one lecture or in one Jumu'ah, but inshallah we'll see how we go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Jews, and again, you know, what's lost in translation is a science all on its own. This morning they phoned me from Cape Talk. They asked me to define what is jihad. And so I gave them the literal definition and the technical definition. The literal definition meaning to struggle. I think I still have it here with me. In Afrikaans, straight. Is that right? In Xhosa, zabalazo. In Zulu, zukuzuku. In Shona, kurwisana. In Somali, halganka. In French, la lutte. In German, kampf. That's why mein kampf means my struggle. So that's what it means literally, struggle. And then technically speaking, we go to the technical meaning, it has a spiritual connotation, which is jihad al-nafs, and it also has a military connotation. Inshallah, this is a topic all on its own for another time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But what was amazing is that this woman phoned in while I was speaking, Michelle, and I could hear the very strong Israeli accent. And she was saying that, you know, I'm talking a lot of history here, but in fact, the jihad is not struggle, it is victory. And I thought to myself, you know, but where did she get that from? The word for victory in Arabic is Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. In fact, the presenter said winning. No, winning in Arabic is فوز, فلاح, نصر, انتصار. But not jihad. Jihad means to struggle. Yes, we have the literal, we have the technical definitions thereof. But what would make this woman to utter these words? That it doesn't mean struggle. Pure, unadulterated ignorance. Jahal. And this is why it's so important, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that we have to be in a constant process of ta'allum, of gaining knowledge. قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى كلما ازددت علما زدت علما بجهلي. He said, the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know. So then inshallah we're going to try and بإذن الله access, as I'm only the delivery boy, access some of that knowledge in the Holy Quran to shed some light upon this question, who are the Jews? Because I think many people are confused as to who they are. Right. The Jews, as we understand in our nomenclature, in other words, in the vocabulary that we use today, they are referred to in the Quran with different names. And just like whenever I speak about the night prayer, Salat Qiyamul Layl, Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl is a general term. Qiyamul Layl is a general term, not so? But tahajjud is a specific term. Every tahajjud is a Qiyamul Layl, but not every Qiyamul Layl is a tahajjud. Just like we said earlier, every Rasul is a Nabi, but not every Nabi is a Rasul. So every Jew in terms of the correct understanding is from Bani Israel, but not all of Bani Israel are Yahud. Yahud is from Bani Israel, but not all of Bani Israel are Yahud. So inshallah we're going to clarify this today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them in this particular verse as Asbat. Asbat. Now this is also general. The Asbat, they are the 12 sons of Jacob, of Ya'qub alayhi salam, Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam. And we only have one name that we have yaqeen, that we have certainty that it was his name, and that is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. All the other names, we have nothing in the Quran or in the Sunnah to establish what their names were. But we have the Akhbar of Bani Israel, and these names are spoken about. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ says, Hadithu an Bani Israel wa la haraj. Speak of the children of Israel. And who is Israel? We've spoken about this before. Israel is Ya'qub. That's his nickname. That's his laqab. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalilullah and the friend of Allah. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam, his nickname is Kalimullah, the one whom Allah spoke to directly. And Nabi Isa, his nickname is Kalimatullah and Ruhullah. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his laqab is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have alqab. The nickname of Ya'qub alayhi salam, Nabi Ya'qub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, his nickname is Israel, which is the equivalent of Abdullah. Israel and Abdullah mean exactly the same thing. Eloi in Hebrew, Ibriya, and Allah in Arabiya. It's funny, they have the same root letters. Ibriya is Ayn Bara, that's the root letters of Ibriya, and Arabiya, Ayn Raba. Ayn Bara, Ayn Raba. And I'm going to show you how amazingly both go back to Abir. Abir, who is Hud? Nabi Hud alayhi salam. Nabi Hud alayhi salam. But inshallah, let's just keep that to the side for the moment. We're speaking about Al-Asbat, the 12 sons of Israel. Bani Israel, the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam. We have 12 names that are mentioned in the Torah. I will give them to you. The eldest being Reuben, or in English they would say Reuben. The second one, Shimeon, or in English would say Simon. In Arabic, Sama'an. In number three is Levi. Some would like to say Levi, like the jeans. Number four, Yehuda. Yehuda. So now we're clicking now. Yehuda, Yehud. There must be a connection. Most definitely there is a connection. Number five, Dan. Number six, Gad or Jad. In Arabic we say Jad. Number seven, Naphtali. Number eight, Asher. Number nine, Yisaskar. Number 10, Zevulun. Number 11, Yusuf alayhi salam. And number 12, Binyamin alayhi salam. Now, for those of you who do not know, and you would have noticed the verse that I started this talk with today, verse number 136 from Surah Al-Baqarah, it said that we believe in that was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, wal Asbat. So we believe in that which was revealed to the Asbat. We believe in that which was revealed to the children of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Bani Israel, and their progeny. Means Allah revealed to them. Now here is something that maybe you might not have heard before. That the ulama actually differ as to whether they, the 12, were Anbiya or not. The preferred opinion is that they weren't, because we don't have clear proof that they were. But there are many great scholars that say, and they give a verse from the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of Nabi Ya'qub and his son Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the Holy Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ru'ya, the dream of Nabi Musa. And this is number chapter 12, Surah Yusuf in the Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. And call to mind when Yusuf said to his father, Yusuf said to Yaqub, Joseph said to Jacob. You know, it's amazing, in the English language they love to jaywalk, because anything that you find in Arabic and in Hebrew with a Y, you will find when it gets into the Latin and then into the English language, it's been changed to a J. I think I remember Ahmad did that. He was the one that coined that phrase, that the English are, they are jaywalking. Yeshua becomes, and Isa becomes Jesus, and Yahya becomes John, and Ya'qub becomes Jacob, and Yusuf becomes Joseph. They are all, they're jaywalking with the language. So call to mind when Yusuf said to his father Ya'qub, "Oh my father, indeed, I see in a dream 11 stars, and I see the sun and the moon prostrating to me." قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدَ اِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam said to his son, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, "Oh my son, do not relate your vision to your brothers, lest they contrive against you a plot. Indeed, shaitan to man is a manifest enemy." And then Nabi Ya'qub continues in the explanation of his dream. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. He then said to his son Nabi Yusuf, "And thus will your Lord choose you, he will choose you, and he will teach you the interpretation of narratives and dreams, and complete his favor upon you and upon the family of Jacob." And upon the family of Jacob. Al-Imam Al-Baghawi, the great alim of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, he says that the completing of the favor on Yusuf and his brothers is prophethood. The completing of the favor on Yusuf and his brothers is prophet. Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi differs. The giant of tafsir, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, says no. And the bottom line, the safest is for us to say that we do not have proof that they were Anbiya. So we go with the fact that we are sure of only one from amongst them, from amongst the 12, that is certainly a Nabi, and that is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. But it is definitely interesting that we find from the time of the Atba' al-Tabi'een, the followers of the followers, Atba' al-Tabi'een, this has been a qawl, and this has been a thought, this has been a school of thought that has been present amongst the scholars of tafsir, that the 12 themselves, each one of them, was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ. Asbat meaning the 12 sons of Jacob. And the question is, but these guys, not all of them, not Binyamin, but the other 10, they tried to kill their brother. So the group of the Mufassirin that go with prophethood for them say, but no, they made tawbah. The brothers made tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 91 of Surah Yusuf, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. When they found out it was Yusuf, when they were in Egypt, and they said, they made an oath, they said, "By Allah, Allah has preferred you over us." وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. And indeed we have been sinners. We have been sinners. What are the three conditions of tawbah? Number one, al-iqla' an al-dhanb, to stop what you've been doing wrong. Number two, nadam al-ta'ib, to regret having done it. And number three, adam al-ruju' ilay, to make a sincere intention not to do it again. What are they doing here? They are making tawbah. The 10 are making tawbah. They are repenting to Allah. So what is the answer of Nabi Yusuf to them? Qala la tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah, he says, there is no blame on you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. And this is a debate that you find amongst the scholars speaking about the error of a Nabi before his prophethood. The error of a Nabi before his prophethood. The argument goes for Nabi Adam alayhi salam, that he first ate from the forbidden fruit, only afterwards did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose him. ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ وَهَدَى. Then Allah chose him and guided him. So only received his prophethood after his mistake. Nabi Musa alayhi salam only received his prophethood after he accidentally killed the Egyptian. And likewise, according to the school of thought, that the other brothers, the 10, They received their prophethood only after that they had, after they had repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, based on the geopolitical environment, you know, we've all grown up, especially if you've been, if you've grown up as a Muslim, with the association of the names like Levi and Yehuda and Asher and Yisachar and Zevulun. You would never have associated prophethood with them. Yet it is a school of thought that comes from the time of the Atba' al-Tabi'een. Rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'ah. But again, I reiterate that the most correct opinion on which the majority of scholars are on is that we have no proof for their prophethood. So out of the 12, we only have yaqeen for one, and that is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Right. So the first term that I've introduced to you today is that of al-asbat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the word asbat, meaning the 12 sons and their progeny, the 12 tribes. He mentions it 4 times with alif and lam, al-asbat, and he mentions it once, asbatan, without alif and lam. So asbat, the word asbat, referring to the 12 sons of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, including Binyamin and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. The word asbat is made mention of 5 times in the Holy Quran. Then we find the term Bani Israel, which is a synonym for al-asbat. Are you with me? Bani Israel is a synonym for al-asbat. Kalima mutaradifa. The term Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the children of Jacob, the 12 sons and the 12 tribes coming there forth, has been mentioned, made mention of 69 times in the Holy Quran. 69 times. This is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bani Israel in the Quran. And with the fall of the Ottoman Empire, or the emergence of nationalism, you need to bear this in mind, because I want to, this whole topic, I want to tie it in with what is happening today. Might take a few weeks, but I want to tie it in with what is happening today, so we have a better understanding of history and of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given of warnings and glad tidings with, in terms of what is going to happen. And that's certainly going to bring peace and tranquility to those who are in despair. So you will find that, for example, qawmiyya, nationalism, which first started in the Ottoman Empire with the Young Turk Revolution in 1908, and then in collusion or the interference of the British Empire, also started amongst the Arabs just before the breakout of the First World War. Al-Qawmiyya al-Turkiyya wal-Qawmiyya al-Arabiyya. And we moved away from this non-nationalistic, non-tribalistic, non-race idea of what it means to be a Muslim. We wanted to identify first with our nation, our tribe, or our race before we identified with our religion, with Islam. To the degree where, and you can go to some parts of the Arab world, I've experienced it, I've been there, where you will find some ignorant souls, may Allah guide them, that cannot understand how a person can be Muslim and he's not an Arab. How can he be a Muslim and he's not an Arab? My talk for today is not about qawmiyya. But the point I'm making is that being Muslim has got nothing to do with being from Ya'ruba or from Yehuda. Okay, what's he talking about now? Being Muslim has got nothing to do with being from Ya'ruba or Yehuda. You see, the word Jew is an English word coming from the Latin Judah. It's a Latin word. Coming from the Hebrew Yehuda, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. And it's actually quite amazing If we look for the origin of Arab, we've got the Jews and the Arabs. These are the two words that are being used mostly today, especially in the conflict, what is happening in Palestine, the oppression, the legitimate state, the Zionist state of Israel, oppressing the Palestinian people. The word, in terms of, if we look at sides, we're always talking about either the Jews, or we're talking about the Arabs. Very interestingly, there couldn't be two nations that are more closely related on earth. There couldn't be two nations that are more closely related on earth than the Jews and the Arabs. In fact, my brother-in-law, he asked me to go with him to purchase a bucky vehicle, a bucky. Some of it was a bucky, right? In Sea Point. And who were we buying it from? We're buying it from a Jewish chap from South Africa. We went to live in Israel and come back. And so the topic came up about Palestine. And you know the word that he used? I found it interesting. It came from him, not from me. He said, yeah, die Bruderquart. Die Bruderquart. Because that is exactly what it is. It is a fight between brothers. Now I'm speaking about in terms of ethnicity, in terms of ancestry. I'm not talking in terms of religion now. In terms of religion, inshallah, we're going to get there. But just in terms of ethnicity, if we must trace the first person to be called Yehuda, which is where we get the word Jew from. Who is he? Yehuda, the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, the son of Tarah, who in the Quran is Azar. Azar, the father of Ibrahim. The son of Nahur, the son of Sarugh, the son of Ra'u, and the son of, who is the son of Falagh, Bilghain. Falagh. Right. So we've got the lineage of Yehuda, the first so-called person to have the name Jew, or Judah, or Yehuda. Same thing. Just what gets lost in translation, a science all on its own. We take that nasab and we compare it to where the name Arab comes from. Now the name Arab, and we know in Arabic it is an Ain Arab, comes from the name Ya'ruba. Ya'ruba. Now very interesting, in order for you to understand how the Arabs moved up through the Al-Jazeera Al-Arabiya, through the Arabian Peninsula, we have to go to the grandson of Ya'ruba, and then we'll work our way back. And that is Saba. Saba. The chapter in the Quran, Surah Saba, which refers to the people of Sheba in Yemen. Saba had 10 children. Crops and plantations and rendered the land inhabitable. Then what happened was, those 10 tribes were divided up into 6 who remained in Yemen and 4 that moved up into the Arabian Peninsula. In fact, there's a hadith, and it is sahih li ghayrihi. Looking at other hadith, putting together, we find it is an authentic hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an Ibn Abbas, narrated by Ibn Abbas, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking him about Saba. He asked him about Saba. Ma huwa? A rajulun? Aw imra'atun? Aw ardun? Is it the name of a man? Is it the name of a woman? Or is it the name of a land? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بل هو رجل. He said, nay, it is a man. ولد عشرة فسكن في اليمن منهم ستة. He said he gave birth to 10 sons, 6 of them that stayed in Yemen. فَسَكَّنَ فِي الْيَمَنِ مِنْهُمْ سِتَّةَ وَبِالشَّامِ مِنْهُمْ أَرْبَعَةَ. And in Sham, you know where Sham is? Sham is the area of Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine. 4 went to live in Sham, and 6 remained in Yemen. He said, أَمَّا الْيَمَانِيُونَ. As for the Yemenis, فَمِذْحَجْ كِنْدَ الْأَزْد الْعَشْعَرِيُونَ. Who's Al-Ash'ariyun? That is the tribe from where Abu Musa Al-Ash'ari, the Sahabi, comes from. Abu Musa Al-Ash'ari comes from Yemen, from the Al-Ash'ariyun. Anmar wa Himyar, very famous tribe in Yemen. Himyar. Those are the 6 that remained in Yemen. أَمَّا الشَّامِيَّةِ But as for those in Sham, he said, فَلَخَمْ وَجُذَامْ وَعَامِلَ وَغَسَّانْ So these are how the Arabs moved up into the Arabian Peninsula, and wherever they went, they married. Wherever they went there, they married. That's why the tribe of Jurhum, the leader of the tribe of Jurhum, التي سكنت مكة, that went to go live in Mecca, who did they find there? They found Hajar and Ismail. In fact, it is even said that they assisted in the building of the Kaaba, Allahu A'lam. But they found Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Ismail and Sayyidah Hajar, they found them in Mecca. Now, Nabi Ibrahim spoke Aramaic. He didn't speak Arabic. He was not an Arab. But Ramla bint Madad, Ramla, who is the daughter, in some riwayat we find the word Ra'la. Ra'la or Ramla. That Ramla or Ra'la bint Madad, she was the daughter of the chief of the tribe of Jurhum. She was an Arab coming from Yemen. And she married who? Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And from Nabi Ismail, we have Nabit or Qaydar. There's difference of opinion because the Prophet said, Kadhab al-Nasabun. The genealogists have lied. The only genealogy that we're 100% certain of, just in order, you know, where am I getting my facts from? The only genealogy we have 100% certainty about is from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way to Adnan. وَهُوَ بِنُ إِلْيَاسَ وَإِبْنِ مُدْرَ إِبْنِي نِزَارِ إِبْنِي مَعَدٍ لَامِرَ وَأَهْلُ النَّسَبِ قَدْ أَجْمَعُوا إِلَى هُنَا فِي الْكُتُبِ وَهُوَ بْنُ عَدْنَانَ وَهُوَ بْنُ عَدْنَانَ وَأَهْلُ النَّسَبِ قَدْ أَجْمَعُوا إِلَى هُنَا فِي الْكُتُبِ In the Alfiya of Al-Imam Al-Iraqi, which is a thousand-line poem on the seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the chapter on his nasab, after mentioning from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هُوَ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ عَبْدِ المطلب أبوه وهو شيبة الحمد نسيب أبوه عمرو هاشم والجد عبد مناف بن قصي زيد ابن كلاب أي حكيم يا أخي وابن مرة بن كعب بن لؤي وابن غالب أي بن فهر وابن مالك أي بن نضر وأبوه كنانة ما أبرك والده خزيمة بن مدركة وابن إلياس أي بن مدرة ابن نزار بن معد لامرة وهو ابن عدنان وأهل النسب قد أجمعوا إلى هنا في الكتب 20 grandfathers from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the way to Adnan. That is the only he says to Adnan. قَدْ أَجْمَعُ إِلَى هُنَا فِي الْكُتُبِ. That the ulama they agree, but beyond Adnan, كَذَّبَ النَّسَابُونَ. The genealogists have lied. Says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So any genealogy I give to you outside of that, we must know we do not have certainty about it. But nevertheless, if you want to trace our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where does he fit into the whole question of being Arab? In fact, an Arab was very offended when I said to him in Makkah last year that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not pure Arab. He almost lost his mind, as if I had sworn the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is the whole point I'm making. Being Muslim is not about being full Arab or half Arab. You know, I sometimes we hear the term here in Cape Town. If the person wants to speak about his lineage and he comes from India, he says, no, I'm a Pakka Indian. Pakka, in Pak meaning pure, 100%. Not nus-nus. You're not three-quarter-quarter. No. Wallahi, this is, kullukum an Adam wa Adam in turab. All of you are from Adam, and Adam is from dust. The fact that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not a pure Arab. In fact, he's called min al-Arab al-musta'araba. He's from the Arabized Arabs. Why? Because his ancestor Ismail was not an Arab, but he was Arabized by his wife Ramla and her tribe. In fact, in the hadith, ta'allama minhum al-Arabiyya. Nabi Ismail learned from them Arabic. So he was Arabized. And therefore, our beloved Prophet falls under that category of Arabs, al-Arab al-Musta'araba. As for al-Arab al-Ariba, they are the ones that go back to Qahtan. Saba, are we back to Saba now? Sheba, who had the 10 sons that moved up into the Arabian Peninsula. Saba, who is he? Saba, Ibn Yasjuba, Ibn Ya'ruba. Ibn Qahtan. Now, I mentioned earlier the lineage of Yehuda. Going via Nabi Ibrahim, Yehuda, Ishaq, Yehuda, Yaqub, Ishaq, Ibrahim, Tarah, Nahur, Saruq, Ra'u, Falagh. Okay, so from Yehuda, We get to Falagh via the Prophet Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. On the other side, we've got Saba, Yashjuba, Ya'ruba. So Yahuda and Ya'ruba. Ya'ruba is the origin of the word Arab. And Yahuda is the origin of the word, which Arab. And Yahuda is the origin of the word Jew. Yahuda, Judah, Jew. Now they have a common ancestor who had two sons, which are mentioned in this lineage, Falagh and Qahtan. That's why Al-Arab Al-Ariba, we have three types of Arabs. Three types of Arabs. Al-Arab Al-Ba'ida, the extinct Arabs, like Ad, like Thamud, like Al-Amaliqa, like Jurhum. They are extinct. We have Al-Arab Al-Ariba, the original Arabs, and they are Qahtan, those that come from Yemen. And then we have Al-Arab Al-Musta'riba, the Arabized Arabs. And those are the lineage of Nabi Ismail and his wife, Ramla, the daughter of Midad, the chief of the tribe of Jurhum. Now their father, believe it or not, according to some of the genealogists, is Abir. And who is Abir? Nabiullah Hud alayhi salam. Nabi Hud alayhi salam. And Nabi, you find in that name Abir, Ain Bara, from where we get Ibriya, which is Hebrew, and Arabiya, which is Arabic. Now Abir, Nabi Hud alayhi salam, he was the son of Shalakh, the son of Arfakhshad, the son of Sam, the son of Nuh. Sam is where we get the word Semitic from. And the Semitic languages are four: Hebrew, Arabic, Aramaic, and Syriac. And they all stem from Sam, the son of Nuh, the son of the prophet Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. So it is very interesting to see how the Arabs and the Jews are related in two areas. From Nabi Hud alayhi salam, Qahtan, being the father of the Arabs, and Falagh, which eventually ends up at Yahuda. And also they are related via Nabi Ismail and Nabi Ishaq. So from a ethnicity point of view, there couldn't be two nations on earth that are more closely related than the Arabs and the Jews. I'm gone over my time, forgive me. I will shorten the khutbah on the minbar bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We'll have to continue next week. But just to, for us to keep focused, we are speaking about who are the Jews. They are mentioned in the Quran as Bani Israel, of which the Jews as Al-Yahud are only one of the tribes. Only one of the tribes. Al-Yahud, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only speaks about them as Yahud after what? He speaks about them after Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Masjid al-Aqsa in 587 and took the whole tribe of Yahuda. Remember, it's 12 sons that became 12 tribes. So they are spoken about only after that period of time. But inshallah, we'll leave it at that. And we'll continue next week with our talk about who are the Jews, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. In the meantime, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to continue seeking knowledge. The more we learn, the more we realize how little we know. A special heartfelt congratulations to our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Faiq Khamildin, who just received his doctorate. We say Mubarak to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in knowledge and grant him long life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there's a greeting here, departure, 23rd of July 2018, leaving residence, 3:30 p.m. Address 147 4th Avenue, Rondebosch East. There's no name here. Oh, here, it's on this side, sorry. Look here, brother. I can't see the name here. Sorry? Amar and Shamil. Amar. How? Hamad. Hamad and Shamila. There's no name on you, subhanAllah. But inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all the hujjaj, hajj mabrura, wa sa'i mashkura, wa dhamman maghfura, wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.